Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jessica Maples, who's with Hickok Cole Architects in Washington, D.C. Jessica, how you doing?
Doing great, Ken. Thanks.
Good to be with you. I first met you, I believe, 5 years ago because you were on the project for Blackboard, which won Floor Focus's Visions Design Awards. And so I met you down in South Beach, Florida the first time, right?
That's right. It was an exciting time. Really wonderful project, wonderful client. And yeah, we're thrilled to be down there with you guys.
Yeah, well, that was a very neat project, very innovative design. And you've gone on to do more great work because I think you've won another honorable mention with us for your NPR headquarter project, right?
Right. So NPR, which was ongoing project in our firm for about 5 years because we did the build-to-suit. We actually designed the building as well as the interior. So yes, completing that project was also a wonderful highlight.
You've won a lot of accolades for that. I Googled your name this morning and saw that both the Blackboard and NPR projects come up. So you've won several awards for that. Just a little more, a little background on you is that you did study interior design at Radford University, right?
I did. I stayed close to home. I'm from Virginia, Tidewater area, and so wanted to study interior design and wanted to play field hockey in college as well. That university allowed me to do both.
Another thing I'd like to mention is that as our listeners go to NeoCon, those that are going, or as they get their June issue of Floor Focus, we have featured you in our Design Ovations column. So I thought it'd be good also to call you because I know you're going to NeoCon, which starts on Monday, and I just want to talk to you a little bit about that. So first off, how often do you go to NeoCon?
I've been fortunate enough to actually go probably almost every year for the past, I would say, 8 years. Primarily project-based driven, going with clients. It normally works out really well that at that time we're in serious consideration of workstations and private office furniture as well as ancillary furniture and all of the additional finishes and things that we're able to see the hottest products while we're out there. So we've taken advantage of that. It's interesting to see how things have changed over that time.
And you're going this year, and you're taking a client with you, right?
Exactly. Another furniture-based visit. We try to get in as much as possible and trying to absorb what type of products are coming out from the manufacturers, what we think is going to be most applicable for the client at the time, and zero in on that. So it's no other place like the Merchandise Mart to really get a great sense of the product and the offering from the different manufacturers.
And I've got to think, you know, doing a trip like that with a client, I mean, A, it helps build that relationship because you're traveling with somebody and you're spending a lot of time with them. And then it's kind of like you're going shopping together, right? I mean, you're going and you're looking at different designs and different ways of doing things. And while you might not necessarily place any orders right then and there, it does help you kind of figure out the way things are going, right?
It's actually a very good point that you bring up. Yes. I mean, having a little bit of that, yes, you're working, but it's also that downtime, that time that you're not put in a scenario where you have an hour to sit across from someone in a formal conference room. You know, you're able to absorb, have some conversations, some sidebar conversations. The creative spark that happens as you see things together that might influence something, inspire something for the design. You know, all those things really can't be measured. And having that time with the client, you know, even though it's a very exhausting time and it is concentrated, it becomes a very valuable asset, as you mentioned, to the project and building that relationship. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's going to be just a couple of staff members from the project that are actually attending with me. So it's a good small group for us to really be able to listen and see things together and have a really great download as well to absorb what we've seen at the end of the show.
Now, will you set appointments with specific suppliers, or will you just go ride the elevator up to 11 and then just walk down to 3, or how do you do it?
Yes, we absolutely need to schedule appointments, and we've done that. So it's something that we want to take advantage of the time, and also we want to be able to get appointments with the particular representatives and manufacturers so they're prepared for us. So we queue them up ahead of time to let them know what it is we're interested in, what it is we're specifically focusing on, so they're also prepared. So we want to make this a very fruitful and efficient process for them as well as for us. So what we do is we book about an hour or 45 minutes per manufacturer, and they've already been briefed ahead of time. And we're fortunate enough to kind of get the best and brightest and the top executives who, and sometimes the designers of the products, which is wonderful,
right.
Because you know everyone comes to NeoCon, the people that actually came up with the concept. Mm-hmm. So when we are able to actually get to that level and hear from top executives as well as the designers themselves as far as what was the thought behind certain products, it makes us get it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us remember it.
Yeah.
And it gives us the context to circle back to when we're actually comparing and evaluating the particular manufacturers.
Will you also allow some free time or some unscheduled time to just kind of walk the show?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, so we have about, I would say about seven appointments maybe, but we always like to build in that free time, and that's imperative. So the client is able, if they do see something that catches their eye, something that we want to circle back to, we allow for that time to come back. You know, the 7th and 8th floor trade shows can be incredibly overwhelming because
right.
you have hundreds of projects on those floors, but they're also beneficial because there are things that you might not think of right off the bat,
mm-hmm.
such as hardware or, you know, certain flooring products that
yeah.
when you're there, it triggers a you know an idea and those are great places to peruse as you're there at the show.
Okay. Just another little quick question, because this is something that we kind of follow on a trend on. This client, which no need to identify them, but this is an office project probably, isn't it?
It is. It is an office project. Fairly sizable, about 50,000 square feet, so that they're making a significant purchase of several offices as well as 200 workstations. So that's why it's really important to them to, you know, they're making this commitment for the next, you know, 10 years
right.
that they're making the right choices.
And, you know, there's a lot of movement now away from these paneled areas and into these pods and this whole futuristic way of working. Are you going to try a little bit of that with this project, or are they more traditional?
I would categorize this particular client as more on their traditional side. They are a journalist base. Client, so they have a strong sense of where they are and what they want.
Right.
So they're not really trying to push the envelope as far as the office landscape, so to speak, which
yep.
is fine. But I will say that, like many people going through an office renovation who haven't in the past 10 years or so, they are looking in there, and their employees are looking for more connection. But we're hearing a lot, and we're talking as designers, knowing to balance the office landscape and not go to the end of the spectrum of complete open collaboration, but allowing a balance for focused space, individual space, and types of collaborative space that can be flexible and be engaging for the staff. So we are lowering the panels from what they currently are used to,
yeah.
which is wonderful because that opens up a lot of engagement and also visibility across the space. So there will be clearly some transition for them, but it won't be, you know, to the level of incredibly opened or like a benching system, so to speak, that is a very, very small footprint. We're still working with about a 6-foot by 8-foot footprint for the typical workstation.
Are you going to be applying for lead on this project?
This is actually not a lead project. It happens to be a renovate in place. So we are completely gutting their office. They're moving out of it, and they're coming back in.
Now, you're going through that yourself right now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. It's funny. Hickok Cole has been here in Georgetown for the past 12 years,
mm-hmm.
and we ourselves are going through a refresh. So there's nothing like having a bunch of architects and designers trying to select things and come to a consensus on how the new space should look.
Okay. Right.
It's been fun.
Well, hopefully I'll run into you in Chicago, and thanks for telling us how you work the show. Again, been talking to Jessica Maples, who is a senior associate with Hickok Cole Architects in Washington, D.C., and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.